It's not doing so good, but it doesn't matter because on FanDuel, I'm starting again this week.
See, that's the good news because yeah. you're not stuck with injured players. You know, while your buddies are bragging and telling you how well they're doing, you got guys with injuries. RG3's hurt.
I had Peterson.
I had Matt Cassel. He's out.
You had Cassel? Yeah. I had Peterson. He's you know, I don't even get into it. I don't want to get.
Keep
our sponsors.
Yeah. But there's many reasons you can be out
right,
of the game, but it doesn't matter with FanDuel.
No, you pick a new team every week. And if you're one of our fans and use the code PUCK in the top-hand corner by the microphone, they'll double the money you put up to $200.
See, that's great because you're playing fantasy football for real money.
Yeah, not just bragging rights.
You just don't have to imagine it. You're actually doing it with FanDuel.com.
Yeah, there's a dude named Matt Nichols from Ohio that put in $25. He won $25,000.
I'm still mad at Matt for that. Why?
What town in Ohio? Let's go borrow some money off of him.
We need to get some cash.
I mean, come on, $25,000 Ohio. Oh my God, he bought a town. He bought Cleveland.
You could buy the entire city.
Yeah, he just couldn't buy Johnny Football.
But you know what? It is a great option, and to make this money, FanDuel.com. It's the leader in 1 week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payoffs too. That's the other good news. The money's real. The entry fees start at just $1. There's no season-long commitment either, Joe. No upfront fees. You play each week for whenever you want. It's up to you.
And let me tell you something. You guys know, look at Facebook. I can't even work on the Puck Off page. This was so easy, FanDuel. I went in, boom, 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 I got a team.
Wow. It's amazing. They're paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season. But you have to play to win, and you have to sign up today.
Yeah, and just use the code PUCK, P-U-C-K, on the little microphone in the corner, and they give you a free $200.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the user special offer is ending soon, but FanDuel will match your first deposit dollar up to $200. That's right, $200 free. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code PUCK. Don't forget to use that code PUCK.
No, and remember, it's FanDuel, F-A-N-D-U. EL.com. Sign up today.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. Welcome to Puck Off. Wait a minute. Maria hasn't even started it. Okay, there it is. We're started.
Hey, right on.
First period, man. Maria jumped the gun. And
Maria, origami Maria with her bouncing ball. She's on it. She's right there. Boom. Right off the hop. Won the opening draw.
She won the draw.
Right.
She always wins.
Right there on us.
Well, it's almost Halloween. That's her favorite holiday, so she's really revved up.
Yeah. So am I. Central Division preview today.
Yeah, man.
I did tons of I did more prep for this than I ever did in school.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank you.
I'm reading more than I ever did in school.
Well, so's Barbecue Bruce.
Oh, my God. He may stop reading after that. You know, I can't believe Tamu Solani, who's probably the nicest guy in sports, ripped into the coach, Barbecue Bruce, who you have no problem with that.
What's funny is if you guys don't know the story, basically, Tamu Solani has a book coming out, and I guess to get the hype going, they previewed it in a couple places. And basically, Tamu says that the reason why he retired was because Barbecue Bruce is the coach. And he would have played one more year if Bruce wasn't around. And it even got so much that he was texting his wife in the playoff locker room, like, what a joke this guy is.
Yeah.
And he did have a point about, why are you scratching me? And then he asked, why am I not on the power play? And he's like, well, and Barbecue's like, well, we run it by committee. It's a group think. And he's like, you're the coach and you're not in charge of your own lineup. You know, you're an effing joke. And
he really ripped into him.
Yeah, I mean – you know, I think it's beneath Solani. I mean,
well, I do too. When you're the class act, you should just stay the class act. That's what he is, and that's what he should have stayed. But you know, he does have a point.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, well, it's one of those things where I think everyone kind of. I mean, you know, I run a podcast with you, and we love it, and I take it seriously. But I mean, you know, when I'm out there saying, "Why isn't Solani playing?" It was almost like he's just saying what everyone knows anyway. He didn't have to put it in the book.
You know what I mean? It's like a done deal. You know, he's out. He's had a great career.
Yeah.
And why tarnish that in any way?
Yeah.
By going off on somebody. Because that sometimes makes you look like a bad guy, even if you're right.
Yeah, and he's totally right.
Yeah. Especially with Barbecue Bruce.
Yeah.
Well, he made some questionable calls in general. A lot of people thought the goalie situation there was handled badly.
Yes.
You know, in the playoffs.
Yes.
I think it kind of was. You know.
Yeah, it was. You can take a stand, Frasch.
Yeah, I'm all
you're a goaltending expert.
I am a goaltender. And I didn't like the way he did that. And
no,
you know what?
Did.
It doesn't, you know what it does? It undermines the goalie's confidence.
Yes.
You know, they're very touchy, you know, when it comes to confidence. And I don't think he made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, how is Solani, A, not on at least your number two power play? I can see if he's on their number one power play because they do have some talent on that team. But number one, how are you scratching Solani in the playoffs?
Well, you know what? You need experience in the playoffs.
That's the one time.
No one has more experience, and he could still score.
Yeah, he came out the next game and had like two goals.
Yeah, he could still score. So that was stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, you know, to go after the coach after the fact – when you're considered the nice guy in the league and the cool guy, I don't know. That doesn't always play.
Yeah, and I mean, literally, I could see everybody else saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think. I mean, I could see Lemieux saying something like that. I could see anyone saying something like that. I just think, even if he did it like in the paper the next day, I think it'd been okay. The emotion, but to kind of write the book.
You
when there's
what?
Guys like Getzlaf and those guys, they have to go still have to go in the locker room with Bruce. I don't care what happens to Bruce Boudreau, but I don't know. I think he threw him under the bus.
When I saw it in the paper, my first thought was really because yeah. I'm like, come on, that's Mr. Nice Guy. He wouldn't really do that, but he did.
Yeah.
And you know what makes it awkward is when you go back during the season for a game.
You're right.
You know, and you got to step into the locker room, and then there's the coach.
Right. He lives in the area. He's not going anywhere. He's always going to have to say, boy, that's an interesting thing. You wonder who's going to last. Maybe he thinks Bruce won't be there by the time the book comes out.
Maybe. Could be a sign.
Bruce might not make it to Christmas.
Wow. Well, you know, he's not your favorite.
Well, you know, I don't even mind. I don't mind him as a human being or a person. I just wouldn't want him to coach my eye. I would like him to coach the Flyers. Can he go to the Flyers? Once Berube's done, can we get him to coach
let's get him over
there. Let's get him over to Philly.
You know? You'd be happy.
I would be happy. It's Barbecue Bruce.
Yeah, man. Now, some other changes that are going on, some other things we got to talk about before we get into our division breakdown.
Right.
The rule changes.
Right.
Now, there's the no-play puck zone has been enlarged.
Yes, back, you know, like the Martin Brodeur area behind the goalie, behind the net. Yeah, they've enlarged that. I've watched like five.
You mean Gretzky would have a bigger office?
Gretzky would have a bigger, he'd have a new window, executive window. I haven't noticed it being that much bigger to the naked eye. I've literally watched like five preseason games already.
Of course. But you didn't notice that it was larger? Okay.
I mean, it looked a little different, but I guess every foot is a big deal, but it didn't seem...
And now why is that? For safety purposes, or is that to give offense more of a chance?
I think to give offense more of an edge.
Right.
But... It doesn't go all the way to the corner, so it's just a little bit more. I don't know.
That can make a difference, though. To guys like Gretzky, that's their setup zone.
Well, it's more though, like for when you dump for forechecking that when you dump in the puck.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of more for that. So.
We'll see.
Yeah, they're tweaking it. You know, they're tweaking it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And then no spinorama in the shootout. You can't do a spin. I don't like that. The spinorama's exciting.
The captain is pro spin spinorama.
I took a spin class once. It's important because you know what? It's one of the fun aspects that makes it a little bit different than the rest of the game. You can try a little hot dog and you can try a little something, whatever works.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the spinorama. I kind of liked it. I thought it was exciting. Maria, what did you think of the spinorama?
She liked it.
I had yes or no. Did you like the drama? The nothing. No comment. She doesn't not taking a stand on the spinorama.
She's busy over there.
The one thing they did say though was that because you're not allowed to, the puck always has to be moving forward. And they couldn't judge if on a spinorama
it was always
going forward. So that's almost why they took the gray area out of that.
Okay.
And some people just, you know, the fun police have entered the NHL a little bit.
It's like the no celebration rule. Why not, you know?
Yeah.
Although that guy for the Detroit Lions knocked himself out for the season when he was celebrating.
Yeah.
That was weird. But, I mean, you should be.
They're so unused to celebrating the Lions.
I know. Stop it.
Sorry, that was a little jab.
A little shot. Yeah. But you know what I mean? I mean, I think fun is necessary in any sport, and that's a fun thing that you don't see during a regular game usually.
Yeah.
You know, so I would have that. I would keep that in. Also, they're going to call more diving.
Yes.
And I think that's probably good. A lot of diving went on.
Yeah, they're going to call it more and more. I saw more and more in the preseason games, a lot of questionable diving calls. But they're cleaning it up. They don't want to be soccer. So I guess Claude Giroux will be having more diving calls. Because as we know, Sidney Crosby still has never been called for a dive.
He's never dived.
Still never dived.
All right, then they're going to switch sides in overtime. That's the other rule change.
Yeah, so it'll be the long change. So hopefully people think there might be more scoring. I was hoping they were going to go just the whole way to the AHL format and play 10 minutes and or 7 minutes and have it be 4-on-4 for 3 minutes and then 3-on-3
you like
for
that
four.
Format?
Yeah, I just want to see more hockey. I'd rather see more 3-on-3 hockey than a quicker to the shootout. I want it to end in a shootout at some point, but let them keep playing for longer.
3-on-3's got to be exhausting, though, right? Because you've already played a full game. Now you got to play with three guys.
And the long change. Yeah. So that'll be it'll probably always be a 2-on-1 break.
Yeah, yeah.
And that means it'll get rid of the league will be happy because more of the games will be not shootouts, and it'll be more exciting for the fans.
Yeah, all right.
So, but that's in the AHL. The NHL, they did was they're switching sides.
That's all they're doing.
And they're supposedly scraping the ice then and not before the shootout. Remember how they used to
wait?
Yeah,
they wait till the shootout usually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they got to give them a clean ice surface.
So I give him a couple more minutes rest. You know,
now does the Zamboni guy get more money?
No, there'll probably be a Zamboni strike.
They're driving their Zambonis in front of the rink.
It'll be all the mascots will be out there with shovels. Well, more ice. They can hire more ice girls. Always pro ice girls.
You gotta love the ice girls.
The ice girls always make my day.
They, you know, they're good. Now, what about Sortini? What's going on with Sortini?
Zach Sortini, a very, he caught my eye because he's been minor leaguer for the last couple years. Big goon. So he's trying to make the Flyers, obviously. So obviously why, when you're a goon and you haven't found a home yet.
You go to the Flyers.
You go try for the Flyers. So in two games, he'd been in three fights. And then the final fight, after the linesman broke up the fight, he sucker punched the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I thought, well, typical Flyer. He's a
Yeah,
Ruby put a star next to his name.
Yeah, he'll be on the team.
A couple other news and notes. Jordan Staal just broke his leg.
Yeah, I saw that. That's too bad.
Yeah, especially for him, especially for Carolina. I mean, I don't know. What a disaster down there for Jordan. He should have stayed in Pittsburgh. I guess Derek Stepan just hurt his leg. He's getting an MRI. That just came over the wire.
I hate to see that in the preseason.
I hate to see it for anybody, yeah. And especially really. Stepan. He's a scoring guy. You know, you wouldn't have as many talent guys in the league. And then personal news and notes, Bugsy Malone picked up by the Rangers, already scored.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's getting busy.
Getting busy, so they know what that means. We should have took him. He's going to kill us.
Yeah.
And here's a sad note, very sad note, that 24/7 will no longer be on HBO.
Oh, man.
Yeah, now it's going to be on the Epix channel.
Do you get the Epix?
No, and when I mean I have DirecTV, I get every channel.
Except Epix.
I've never even heard of that channel until yesterday when I... when I did my news and notes section for the show. So.
Wow, but 24/7 is great.
It's a great show. What?
I know. That's bad.
Can you swear on Epix? Does Maria have Epix, yes or no? No, Maria hasn't. Maria doesn't have cable.
Wow.
Wow, look at that. She's a renaissance lady.
Well, we love her, but she's not helping us out much today.
She's a bit hardworking lady.
She's very busy. Yeah.
Hardworking lady. A couple of news and notes before we start our Central Division preview,
all right,
which is amazing. I did a lot of research, and I stand by my picks. A couple of things is, one, keep liking the Puck Off page. And
what's going on with that?
People are liking it now. We like it. And I apologize to the hilt. I didn't know that when you want to post on the page, I have to approve it or something. I don't know how to do that. So
we're going
to
figure it out.
Figuring it out today. The great people here at Sideshow.
Heather.
The lovely Heather
is going to help us
as we speak through the glass. So
with an assistant, Maria.
Yeah. So don't think that we're not trying to. And I apologize for taking. People posted stuff in like last April, and I had no idea.
We still have it up there.
I have no idea. The other thing is the clamoring. Everyone wanted a Puck Off fantasy league.
Why not?
Well, exactly. So I started it.
Oh, great, man.
Yeah. So I'm first in. So Fraser, you got to go and sign up.
Oh, I'm in, man.
It's on Yahoo.
I love
it's on Yahoo. The league is called Puck Off, just how it's spelled. If you need the number, I didn't put a thing to say a password or anything. So I think if you just go and sign up on Puck Off, you have to be the first 12. You have to be the next 11. And we're not going to go head to head. It's going to be a compiled by the season. So it'll kind of be like a president's trophy thing. Because I think the head to head, people need to take a week off, or it's the holidays, and
it's tough happening.
Yeah, let's just make go by the whole season, like the President's Trophy. You have to be good all year.
Yeah,
you compete against everybody all year.
I like that.
And the code, if you need the code, it's 60782.
Let me write that down. 60782. All right,
there you go.
Very
so
good. I love that.
And then the draft is the Tuesday before the regular season starts. So. It's not like tomorrow. You'll have no excuses to get in, get a team. And the other thing about it is now if you guys don't know, it's kind of behind the scenes minutia, but we now tape on Wednesday and not Monday, which is easier for me and Frage a little bit, probably easier for our guests come the regular season. And also now we'll only be 2 days behind the actual world.
Yeah, which is better.
Yeah, as opposed to being like 5 days behind the actual world.
Let's go with two.
Yeah. I'm about 30 years behind the actual world.
Me too. Nobody's counting.
By the Facebook page.
Well, it's only 7 months.
Exactly.
All right. So today we're taking a look at Central Division in the West. And who do we start out with? We start with
We're going in order of my predictions. I think we'll get some heat back from other people.
Right.
But I'm picking the Chicago Blackhawks. And I put it out there to the fans to say did you like the format? We ask about five questions. Some are a little sillier than others, and the response was they liked the format of doing that. So
all right, let's do that.
So we
like
said
we'd
do
so
it.
Here we go with our
and the
first
captain
questions.
Liked it. That was the only really vote that really mattered. But it's nice when the fans also stand behind
the
captain's
way
pick.
In behind me. They are awesome. All right, here we go. Does Brad Richards still have it? That's my question because I want to know. He was great. Now does he still have some of that?
I think he'll get rejuvenated in Chicago, and he'll be playing the number two center. And actually, if Brad Richards doesn't still have it, it really won't even matter because he'll be playing with Patrick Kane or Hossa or Brendan Saad or Patrick Sharp. You know, he's going to have two all-star wingers with him. So I think you never lose your hands, right? I mean, you're always kind of have your hands.
And that's what he had.
And that's what he had great hands. So yeah. I think they're in good hands.
Well done, my friend.
I picked Chicago number one.
All right,
number one in the Central. They're Chicago.
Yeah, they could have won the whole thing.
Yeah, easy one bounce. People still are. You know, most of the articles I read previewing the Blackhawks like one bounce away.
Come on, Martinez. Somebody forgot to cover him. All right, here we go. Is Crawford an elite top five goalie?
I think he's in the top five. I think he's in the top five. He won a cup. Can never take that off his resume. I think he's definitely a top five guy. He's just not Jonathan Quick. That's where he looks in comparison when people are like, oh, is he a great goaltender? He is a very good goaltender, damn near great. It's just that then he plays Jonathan Quick.
Yeah.
I mean, and you're our goaltending expert. Where do you put him?
I agree with you on that. I think he's a very good goalie, but I do think he's slightly inconsistent. It's hard to be totally consistent as a goaltender in the league, but he is somebody who had a couple of off games in the playoffs where he just had some weird games. He did.
He had some flurry games.
Yeah, he did. And as good as he is, and that happens. Yep. You know, Quick can have an off game too, but I think overall Quick's a better goalie.
Right, and I think Tuka, Rask,
yeah,
and your guy Price is a better goaltender.
I'd pick three or four guys ahead of him.
Right, but he's in there.
He's a top five. I think he's five.
Okay, I agree with that.
I think he's five. And okay, here's the next question: Are the Blackhawks going to be tired? They've been playing a lot of hockey. They've gone deep in the playoffs. And every year they go right down to the wire.
Well, I mean, the only team has played more. Only the Kings have played more. So maybe they won't. But they played longer last year. Not to rub the salt in the wound, but you know, maybe they'll be a little more rested than the Kings, and maybe there's a little revenge factor. So even if they're just as tired as the Kings, the problem with Chicago is I think they sent more people than anyone to the Olympics. They've played like a ton of hockey.
You're right. I think you're right.
And I think this division's even tougher than the Pacific. So, you know, they're going to have to just, you know, wade through the regular season. But I don't think they should be worn out. Their superstars are still young enough, I believe.
Well, what would be there if they were going to trade somebody to shake things up a little bit, to change it up a little? Because they have essentially the same lineup, like the Kings do. Who would you trade? Who would be your trade bait?
Well, what I heard, this is not a rumor, they have to drop $2 million before the season even starts. They're $2 million over the cap. Mm. Now, I would think it would be one of their defensemen that isn't named Duncan Keith, because they could bring back a package.
You think Seabrook will go?
I don't know, with Seabrook or Jamelson or Olduya or Letty. Optimal would be probably Roosevelt, because Roosevelt is the worst of those six defensemen, and he's probably making $2 million, and someone will take Roosevelt. I was thinking, before I heard that they had to be cap compliant, they had to drop $2 million, I was thinking, you know, if in the reg, it may be in March, if they're in the doldrums and they're maybe battling for a playoff spot, something they're not used to, I was thinking maybe Patrick Sharp might go.
Really?
Or maybe Hossa's just, you know, he's making a lot of money, he's getting older, maybe he would go.
That I could actually see.
Because they can't get rid of, I mean, they're not getting rid of Scotty Bowman's kid, they're not getting rid of the coach.
And they can't get rid of Bickle. He's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, that's the thing. And if Bickle's playing bad, he makes a lot of money. No one's going to pick up Bickle.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hossa, though, you're right. He could, because he's of his age.
Yeah.
I never let him go except because of his
age. And he makes a lot of money. He makes a lot of money for a team. I mean, because the other question I had was, because I don't think they're as strong 1 through 12 as they have been.
You don't think?
Well, Morin and Smith and Kruger, they're younger guys. I think Versteeg is a little older. I don't think he's as good as some of the guys they've had over the last few years in that spot. But I still love Shaw. I love their third line center. And I love Bickle. But
yeah,
Bickle. I think their fourth line isn't quite what it has been compared to the Kings, which I think have a little, that's what it comes down to. That's the little edge I give the Kings.
Yeah. But essentially their lineup stayed pretty much the same
did
the Kings, you know? All right. Moving on to the St. Louis Blues.
St. Louis Blues. I picked them number two, even though I never root for them.
What about the addition of Stastny?
I think it's a huge pickup. They're finally going to have someone with creativity that is able to score, you know, and be able to find some of the. They have really good wingers. My hope for him is he gets to play with Steen and Oshie, but for some reason, I think Captain Kangaroo Ken Hitchcock is going to keep Backus as his number one center. And Backus, you know, he's a big guy, defensive guy. has a little. He's like a defensive guy that has some offensive upside, as opposed to a guy that can just flat out set people up and put the puck in the net.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, he has a little defense going on.
And if Backes would acknowledge, even though he's the captain, like, hey, Stastny's a better number one center and takes the role as the number two center, he could be a Messier guy.
Well, a true captain would do that.
Right.
But I don't know if he's going to.
But you know what? You know what, though, captain? He may not be asked to do that.
Well,
it's up to right. Hitchcock to do that.
That's right.
You know, it's up to what Hitchcock wants. You know, Hitchcock might want to just wear teams down and, you know.
Well, yeah. All right. Now, is their big three enough D? They've got, you know, three good defensemen.
Yeah. They have three borderline great. I mean, Peter Angelo, Bo Meester, Shattenkirk, great. After that, I'm not the biggest Barrett Chapman guy. They got Gunnarsson from the Maple Leafs. He can move the puck a little bit. I mean, he's a good number five defenseman. Jordan Leopold, I don't know how he picks up a paycheck. I mean, the Penguins had him for a second. And when you can't make it on the Penguins, you couldn't make it on the Penguins 5 years ago as a defenseman. Yeah. But, you know, the beauty is the big three, Peter Angelo, Bo Meester, Chad Kirk, are so young that in the playoffs they can just eat up minutes. And if you spread them out a little bit, you know, do that system of split up Peter Angelo and Bo Meester and have one of them on the ice at all times, I'm sure they can get through that.
What
do you think on that?
Well, I think
is three defensemen, three really good defensemen.
They're very good defensemen. Yeah. That's the thing. If they weren't as good as they are, I think you'd be in trouble. But those guys are all good.
Yeah.
So I think they can work that out. My bigger concern with St. Louis is I think they burn themselves out early in the season every year with Captain Kangaroo's style. You know, he gets them worn out, and then by the time it's playoff time, they're usually, you know, floundering, and they've had a great opening to their season every year. It's the same thing.
Because they come out and play playoff-style hockey in December.
Right.
When nobody else does, and then come April, they're tired and they already can't score anyway, and then they're already tired.
No, I really agree with that, and I think that's true in a lot of sports. There's a lot of teams. Look at Oakland this year in baseball; they got off to such a great start. Now they've completely faded, and I think that's true in any sport. If you start off too fast, you know, you could be worn out by playoff time.
Well, didn't Oakland do the Cardinals sin and made a big trade and ruined chemistry?
Well, they did do that, too. But my point really is just that in any of these sports where you have a long season,
yes,
you know, when you start out hot, a lot of times by playoff time, you're out. You're out of gas.
Especially when you're playing, not even like you're hot and just say you're just hot and you're winning games.
No, you're playing that playoff style.
Right. The never taking a shift off, grinding, physicality.
Because it's a long season.
Yeah, it's a long.
You can wipe these guys out.
Yeah, I mean, the bumps and bruises of an NHL season are tough.
Now, do they have too many knuckleheads? Is that going to hurt them?
I actually think they have some knuckleheads that I think they can overcome in the regular season, but I think in the postseason, I think they do.
Knuckleheads will get you in the postseason.
I think they already play with an edge, and I think guys like LaPerriere, and everyone says Steve Ott's the guy you want in the playoffs, but Steve Ott's never won anything in the playoffs. Yeah. You know, and LaPerriere always takes bad penalties. The guy who's kind of a knucklehead, but I like, is Reeves. Reeves about a six. He's huge. You know Reeves, the big
Reeves.
Ryan Reeves,
right?
Yeah, he's huge. A huge black dude, just crushes people and a good fighter. So I mean, he's kind of a knucklehead, but I would take him in a heartbeat. He's not a rat.
Like no, he's not a rat.
The Perrier is just a rat. Yeah, get rid of him.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're moving on to Colorado. Now they have. They lost Stastny.
Yeah, and a lot of people have Minnesota pick third.
They got Iggy.
I did not pick Minnesota. I picked Colorado.
Well, the Minnesota fans are already mad at you, so you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what if MacKinnon slumps? You know, he could have that sophomore slump.
Yeah, well, you know, it just really puts a lot of pressure on Matt Duchene. An exorbitant amount of pressure on Matt Duchene. But I mean, because then they're really going to become a one line team, you know, because their next center is Mitchell, an old Briere.
Yeah.
An old Daniel Briere, who's certainly not used to the travel of the West and the Western style. He's totally small for a West center, too.
That's a lot for of
Western,
wear and tear.
For a Western Conference center.
And how much do you think Iggy has left?
I think Iggy has a lot left, especially in the regular season. The West, he'll kind of be rejuvenated playing all those old cities he used to go to. The West is a little different. They play a faster game out West. Not so much a rougher game, but a faster game. And a little more space, I think, he'll get out West. And I think he's a lot left. And what really matters is he's going to have anything left in the playoffs. And that's why they brought him in. And that's why they brought Briere in. Briere doesn't, the last 5 years, I don't think he's even played a regular season, I can remember. But he always shows up and gets big goals. He was, like, scratched half the time in Montreal this year, and he came up with big goals in the playoffs.
All right, you lose Stastny. You pick up Iggy. Is that a plus? I mean, just in terms of overall talent, not so much positioning wise.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Stastny than Iggy, yeah. But they needed Iggy. I obviously it was a salary cap thing. I'm not living in Denver, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, you need both. In the perfect world, you need both. But I mean, here's the thing: they needed leadership. They needed old veteran presences. Presences, for the playoffs. So Iggy's maybe more valuable that way than Stastny is. But Stastny's a great center.
Yeah. Well, all right. And then the other guy you wonder about a sophomore slump is the coach,
Patrick Waugh.
Yeah, he had a great freshman season.
Yeah, I don't think Waugh is going to have a slump because I think Waugh trained enough in the minors as a coach. And he wasn't like some coaches are just crazy college rah-rah guys that just burn players out. Yeah. I don't think he burned his team. I think he just got his team. I think his team just respects him. He's like a player's coach, but not a pushover.
He's not a pushover.
Yeah.
And I like the way you got feisty right away.
Oh, instantly. Yeah. Turned the whole season around.
Yeah, I thought that was great. That fired him up.
Yeah, right after barbecue.
Yeah, I loved it, man. Him and Timu Solani.
Yeah.
They don't like Bruce. Well, you know what? He did a good job, I thought, and I don't think he's going to have a sophomore slump.
No, I hope he doesn't. I like that. I think the league's better when the Avalanche are good. And Mr. O'Reilly, I called him Mrs. Bing because he won the Lady Bing. Yeah. Take a couple penalties.
Yeah, how about
he had like 80 points and like 6 penalties. I guess I can look up the exact numbers so people don't call it. But yeah, you know, it's like
penalties never hurt a Lady Binger.
No, you got. I mean, I always think it's kind of an insult, even though Captain Ron, one of my all-time favorites, would win the Lady Bing. But that's because he was just such an older gentleman, a classy guy. You can't be that young and win a lady. Here you go, Ryan O'Reilly. Yeah, that's him. Look, right. Yeah, okay, 64 points. 2 penalty minutes.
Come on, Ryan.
I mean, you should be able to. You should be able to get 20. You should get 10 minutes of penalties just by an accidental trip.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you avoid? Minutes. Yeah.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and so
you got to pick that stat up.
You got to pick that stat up. Well, you know, he probably will. I don't know. He probably will. If he plays with Briere, he'll have to because Briere. We'll start some stuff, and he can't defend himself. Yeah, Briere's 4'2", so
yeah, so he's gonna have to jump in.
Yeah, right. The other thing I think their defense is weak. I think their defense. We say it all the time that they needed to improve their defense, and all they really went out and they got Brad Stewart from San Jose, and Stewart's just kind of old and in the way.
That's what he said about me.
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, not in this podcast.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't know. If Varlamov has to have another good year.
Yeah.
Because his backup this year is just Berra, not Yogi.
No.
Another guy.
Yogi would actually be better.
He had to beat a better backup last year because he had J.S. Jaguar.
Well, yeah, that's a great backup.
Yeah, because remember he got in the thing for hitting his wife or his girlfriend or whatever, and Jaguar came in and played pretty well. Yeah. Even though he didn't really sit out that much, Waugh put him right back in the net.
I know, right?
Waugh was like, I'm making the playoffs. I don't care who you punch. Yeah,
well, he's an ex-goalie.
Yeah.
He knows you got to have someone in the pipes. All right, so now we're moving on to your favorite coach.
Yes.
And a team that I thought played great in the playoffs.
Oh, yes.
The Dallas Stars.
Yes.
And, you know, Ruff is a great coach.
Lindy Ruff is he's the best coach that's never won a Stanley Cup, put it that way.
He's good. And I thought they looked so good in the playoffs. Does that carry over into this season?
I think it does because they're a young team and they got momentum. You know, I think winning's contagious. And they brought in Spezza and Hemsky.
How does Spezza help them?
In the arms race that is the Western Conference, now they have a legit number two center.
Right.
That can pass. And Hemsky can score. I'm a little leery on Eric Cole playing on that line with those guys because Eric Cole, I think, had one good year 10 years ago, and he's been living off it ever since. He's moved everywhere, but more power to him. I don't not like the guy. But their first line's great, you know, they're with Seguin and Ben. And they have arguably the best third line in hockey with Eakin, Garbutt, and Rossell.
That's a good line.
That's a great line. Yeah. I mean, that's why Salani's writing a book. Took Bruce to the edge.
Yeah. That's right. They played great in the playoffs.
Yeah, and that was the line that really stepped up when no one knew how good they could be.
Yep, that third line.
And that's what all great teams do have is a great third line. So
now they did not upgrade their D though. Is that a mistake?
I think it's a complete mistake. I mean, Goligoski and Daly is your number one pair. I mean, they're not stopping any of these big lines in the West. I mean, you know, Kopitar and Gabrick are not like, oh my God, Alex Goligoski is on the ice. Let's Sutter's not switching them off, or Joel Quenneville's not saying, oh, I don't want Kane and Tase to go up against Goligoski and Daly. You know, and I love Gonch, but Gonch is like 45 years old now.
Yeah, he's getting up there.
Yeah, he's still got a little class though on the ice.
But, oh yeah, he's good. Yeah. Well, now what about the goalie? What's going on there?
Carey Lehtinen's a good goaltender, but, you know, I don't know. I think they're going to be right where they were, but maybe they'll swing a deal at the deadline. I could see that.
I could see it.
Yeah, maybe they'll even let, maybe even Gonch will go. I don't know. I mean, their young defenseman, Dylan, he's a thumper. He gets out there. He played good in the playoffs. He hits some people, and I think it's Jamie Benn's brother. I call him the other Ben. He's a good defenseman. So they're 3-4 are pretty good, you know.
I like Ben.
I like little Ben.
Yeah, Big Ben's not.
Big Ben. Well, Big Ben's Sagan's buddy on the number one line. Yeah. So I call the defenseman little Ben. My Big Ben. Oh man, my Big Ben. That's a whole nother podcast.
That's another podcast. Now, what about Peverly? You know, he had the heart thing. How does he stand? I know he wants to come back.
Yeah, I think the Dallas Stars doctors are saying maybe around Christmas they'll take another look at him.
He's out till then for sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
I
would say smart to keep him out as long as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I bet that they. What do you think? I mean, you've been around sports your whole life. Do you think they want him to even play?
I don't think so. I think you want him out of there because you know he's got no pun intended a lot of heart. He really maybe not that much. No, yeah. he does. He's an amazing competitor.
Yeah,
and he wants to come back, and that's how hockey players are. That really sets hockey players apart from anyone else.
Right,
is that this guy had a heart issue? They got the paddles out in the hallway there, and he wants back in the next shift.
Right,
I mean that's how tough hockey players are.
Yeah.
But you know you got to be realistic, and that's an area that you know you just don't want to mess with.
Well, I mean he's a very good center.
Oh, he's good.
He'd be great on that team, and especially now the fourth line maybe play 5 minutes a game, maybe just 6 minutes a game, kill penalties. But I don't know if they want that scene.
Well, that's
like
what I
that
mean.
That was a bad scene.
It's a bad scene.
That was a bad scene.
It looks and feels bad, like to the public. I think.
Yeah,
like, hey, man, you're putting this guy in danger.
Yeah,
you know. And I would say no, unfortunately, because he is a very good
player. That's what I think. I think he wants back more than they want him back.
I think
that's the dance.
And
not because he wants paid, because he'll get paid anyway. You know, I mean, it's not like he.
Well, he's worth the money. That guy's good.
Right.
And, you know, but he's.
But I mean, I don't think. I mean, he has to get paid whether he plays or not, right? Because he's.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like he wants back
No, he just is a competitor.
Yeah.
And he's a good player. But I don't think – you're right. Team-wise, I think it just looks bad if he gets – has another incident.
Yeah, you can't have that happen again.
Yeah. Like so he, I think probably not. That would be my vote.
Yeah.
It's too bad, man.
Yeah.
That guy's talented. All right, moving on to one of your favorite teams because the fans love you.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
The Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, they're wild, man.
They're wild about me. I'm not wild about their uniforms. Oh. it looks like an outfit if you work at a Fly Fisher Supercenter.
Yeah,
like that Bass Supercenter stores.
If you're in a Tim Allen sitcom.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's got one of those. Anyway, is Vanek a good move?
I think Vanek was a nice move. I think it was a pickup. He wanted to go there. He probably took a little less money than he would have got somewhere else to be there. He's a good winger, not a great winger. And I still think they need more than Vanek because I think Vanek disappears in big games.
Okay.
And you guys can email me and attack me for that. But
okay. And will that goaltending fiasco carry over to this season?
Well, it has to because they didn't settle anything.
Yeah,
they didn't go out and get. I mean, you know, I'm not in the Ryan Miller fan club, but you know, he's like, why didn't they just go get Ryan Miller and end the fiasco of having
for you to even say that says something.
You know, I mean, you know what's funny is I mean, there's people out there because you know we got Grice as our seem to be backup goaltender now. We have Christian Jarre. And now I'm talking about the Penguins.
Yeah.
So Fleury, they're saying Fleury might be on the block at the deadline. So that could be a possible home for the Flower because you know, the old assistant coach of the Penguins, Mike Yeo, is the coach of the Minnesota Wild. So you heard it here first. I'm putting two and two together.
Possibility, yeah.
I mean, and that's why I picked Minnesota so low. Not that I don't believe in Zach Parise or Suter as great players that can carry this team. But the Central is such a tough conference that you can't be willy-nilly about who your goaltender is.
Yeah, that's important.
And really have no idea who it is.
I know, that's weird. You got to figure that out.
Yeah, it's been – I mean,
just to give the guys confidence, if nothing else. You got to – okay, it's like picking a – it's like a backup quarterback in football. If you don't tell your starter that he's the starter – it's a confidence thing.
Well, even just in the sense, you know, defensemen, goalies play different ways. Backstrom plays a different way than Harding.
Sure.
So your defensemen, sometimes maybe they know, hey, this guy goes behind the net more than the other guy does.
Right.
This guy likes to play the puck on his forehand. This guy will play on his backhand. If you're not, you want to have it settled where it's the same guy 60 times a year.
Yeah.
In that conference,
well, especially
when most of your games are against teams that are better if not even with you, you want to have solid goaltending.
Yeah, that's right. Now, how's the D after Sutter? I mean, is it solid?
Well, it's Suter, not to correct you, but because actually Suter, his father just died. He was
really?
One of the guys that won in 1980.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because Bob Suter was his name.
Bob
his dad's
Suter.
Bob Suter.
Oh,
okay. He won in 1980 because his brother was now's when I need my computer. But thankfully, Heather's looking at it. His brother, I mean, Suter's dad played in the NHL forever.
Right, right.
Remember, okay. He played for the Blackhawks. Yep, he played for the Sharks.
Yep.
I forget his name right now. Not Bruce Suter.
I can't think either, but I know who you mean.
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Gary. Look at that.
Right, right.
Look at that. Didn't look at that. Didn't do anything. I'm fired. I'm in regular season form. I'm in regular season form. I like their second pairing. I mean, Suter could probably play with anybody. He'll be good. I guess he's going to play with Broden. But I like Spurgeon and Scandella. They were good in the playoffs.
Yeah,
they were really good. I mean, they pretty much shut down. You know, they did. They're pretty good against Colorado. No one's going to shut down Chicago all the way. Their third pairing, though, I don't know. They got Ballard. Ballard, like, he's as old as me. But you know, they did pick up the other Bickle, Stu Bickle from Chicago.
I like any Bickle.
Yeah, you do. You like Bickle on your sandwich. So
yep.
I think Stu will somehow find his way
in there
to throw big hits.
I think they're going to miss Stoner's physicality.
Yes. Well, you know, Stoner, you know where Stoner's at now. Barbecue Bruce.
Yeah, he's with that.
So he'll be a scratch.
He'll be writing a book.
Yeah.
Well, Stoner, he's pretty, you know, they need that.
Yeah. Stoner threw his weight around a lot. And one of the most bought jerseys in the NHL, too. Everyone wants Stoner on
their
back.
Yeah, you want Stoner.
Stoner on your back.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sure Earl has a Stoner jersey.
I'm sure he does. he's going to be on the show next week, by the way.
Right, yeah, we can't wait to have him.
Earl Skakel.
Yes.
Hockey expert. All right, will Cook implode?
I think he's going to wait till late. I think the Cookie Monster will rear his ugly head. I'm going to say March 9th.
Really?
Yeah, you know, just so he'll screw it up for the deadline.
Going to wait that long.
Yeah, he's going to be on his best behavior because they really didn't do anything to him. Well, I think they did suspend him. I know they suspended him for the playoffs when he ruined the guy's knee in Colorado. Remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, so he ruined Barry. Yeah. He ruined Barry's knee. He ruined the Colorado season, and he ruined Barry's knee.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
So he'll be coming off suspension. He'll be in his best behavior. And then when you think he's like, they'll probably be looking good. They'll be like probably in second or third place. Maybe Chicago will be down at the beginning. And they're like, oh, look, Minnesota here. And then Cookie Monster is going to rear his ugly head.
He will.
Get like a 20-game suspension.
Yeah, I didn't like that whole thing with the, yeah.
I hated that. Another reason to hate Cook. Why would you go after that kid? You went after the kid, too.
Yeah, that's bad. All right, Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Now, that's my favorite team outside of the Red Wings and the Kings.
That is your mistress's mistress.
Yeah, it's my mistress's mistress. I feel bad about them. I don't know what it is. I always feel badly for Winnipeg.
Because you've been there.
Yeah, that's why. All right, you're not going to get a free agent.
No, never get a free agent.
Yeah.
It's hard to get comics to play in Edmonton.
It really is. I have done it.
Yeah, I've never played in Edmonton.
Oh, I played there with...
played in Vagina.
With the great Russell Peters.
You guys played the football. You guys probably played where the Winnipeg Jets play, right, with Russell?
No, this was Edmonton. We played...
Oh, I'm sorry.
We played the... what do they call that place? Jubilee.
The Jubilee in Winnipeg.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, because Winnipeg is not that far west, right? Or am I an idiot?
No, it's pretty far west.
Okay, but it's not as far as Edmonton.
You played in Regina?
Yeah, I played in Regina.
What was that like?
It was fun.
Was it?
It was small and it was cold.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's a little town. That is like, there's more people in LAX. There's more people in the 405 right now that live than live in
Regina. Than a lot of towns.
I was behind more cars on
the way over here.
Yeah, on La Cienega. Oh my God. It's pulling my hair out. What little I have left, Maria.
Now, Winnipeg. All right. Will Evander Kane still be around?
I think Evander Kane. I mean, I think, though, I don't remember a week when Evander Kane has not been on someone's trade list. He's been looking to be moved for, I think ever since they signed him. I think he's been looking to move, and he's a good power. He's a great power. He's a poor man's Lucic.
Yeah,
it also kind of has the same kind of bad behavior. except in Kane's defense and in his detriment, Kane hasn't hit people in the balls with his stick, which is good.
Not yet.
But he's been bad with management. He's not been as great with management, where Luch has never been bad with management. You know, management loves Luch. He's never been a problem with the management.
Well, part of the problem is he's in Edmonton.
Winnipeg. I messed up myself.
Yeah, he's in Winnipeg because he's going to be complaining as much as he can.
Yeah, he wants out.
Everybody does.
Yeah, well, I guess you're not running for mayor in Winnipeg.
No, I like Winnipeg.
I'm just saying, these people... I know.
If you're going to be a player in a town, you want to have a little fun when you're off.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I've never been. I think it's the only NHL town I've never been to. But are they? Maybe they're just superstars. I'm sure they are. I'm sure everyone knows who they are in Winnipeg.
Well, I'm sure that there's some fun stuff to do there too.
Right. Ice fishing, yeah. I think, is big.
It's always big.
plugging in your car is big.
That's fun too.
No, but seriously, what city is Edmonton like above? I'm sorry, slap me, Sydney. Winnipeg,
which is further west. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, Edmonton's further west.
Yeah,
but like, what American city is like Winnipeg over?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Is it over like Minnesota,
Minneapolis?
Minneapolis.
Maybe.
Okay,
I don't know. I'll have to check.
Because I was in Bismarck and Fargo. Oh my god!
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah, and that's when I got pneumonia. It was -40. So I can only imagine. I mean, that is really like Fargo, the show.
Yeah,
there's nothing out there.
There's nothing there except wood chippers.
Fargo's like Regina.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's pretty
it's
much
ridiculous.
It's just so cold. Oh my god!
But if you're working at Starbucks, you're making $35 an hour.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
And you need it.
You need it because you
get your heating bills.
Bills and heating bills.
You're buying firewood.
All your money's gone. All right. Now, let's see. Do they dream of Atlanta?
Yes, I think they do wish that they were still in the even though they played in front of like, you know, the lowest attendance in the league in Atlanta as opposed to a crazy building in Winnipeg.
Right.
I think when it's -40, I think they'd rather be in Atlanta, right? They could probably get a free agent or two from Atlanta. And the East is much easier.
Yeah.
As much as this lineup is really not good.
They still have a chance if they were
they have a chance in the East.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at this lineup, like, they have a guy, I can't even pronounce his name, Schofield, between Kane and Wheeler. He's their number one center. Wheeler's good. Blake Wheeler's a good player. He was just named captain. And then you got, it's like every line has someone that doesn't belong. Like they got Little between Ladd and Bufflin. Like we said all last week, like, why would you move Burns from playing defense to offense?
Right.
Or from offense back to defense.
Right.
Now they're taking Bufflin, moving him from defense to offense. I thought that was one of Bufflin's biggest attributes, was he could come up from the blue line and just blast away, kind of like a 290-pound Paul Coffey.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of a secret weapon. And, I mean, I don't know. I liked him playing defense. But and then you got the third line is like, okay, you know, Perreault came from the Ducks. He's a good third-line player.
Yeah.
And Frolik's a pretty good. He was an old Chicago Blackhawk. He's a good third-line player. Then you got Chris Thorburn. Like the guy, he's barely a fourth line player.
Right, right. And he's third line.
And he's third line. You got the fourth line. You got Slater and Peluso and Klingberg. Anyone named Peluso is always a goon.
Yeah, gotcha.
No one named Peluso is ever dainty.
No, you can't be.
He's never up for the Lady Bing. And you hear that lineup, and Tangrady, the great Eric Tangrady, remember the big savior of the Pittsburgh Penguins power forward situation? He can't even crack this lineup, according to Sporting News.
No, can't make this.
Eric Tangrady, stand up, please, and make this team.
Even Heather was like, how did he?
Yeah, Heather was like, how does Eric Tangrady?
I know.
So now, Tango, I like Tangrady, great guy. And a former Penguin and a great guy, but Tango, make this team. You're being insulted by the Sporting News.
You really are. And what about Pavelec, the goalie?
Yeah, Pavelec, he's going to get sunburned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good goaltender, but he cannot withstand that team.
That's too much.
Can't
save him. I think he's a great goalie.
I think he's a top 10 goalie, too.
Yeah.
And you're the goalie expert, but I mean, when you look at that defense, I mean, Marone, I mean, come on. Yeah.
They're in trouble.
Yeah.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, he's in trouble. Bring this on screen for the back of the neck
because
the siren's going off.
Well, okay. That's our breakdown.
There's one more team, Fresh.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. You've got the fantastic Nashville.
And the Nashville Predators.
Now, what happened to those Predators? They were good a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's always a sad song in Nashville, Fresh. But the great overlord, the evil Batman villain, Coach Barry Trotz is gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. He's gone up to Washington, which we'll hear in 2 weeks when we do our Metropolitan Division preview. I give Washington a big boost because now they finally have a good coach.
He is a good coach, isn't he?
He's a great coach, unless you want excitement.
Well,
and in that case, you got Peter Laviolette, whose suitcase is well traveled.
He's been around.
He's been around. He's going to bring some excitement. He's going to liberate Nashville. They're going to actually have like a scoring rush.
Now, what do you think happened there? They were good a few years ago. Then they tapered off. What happened?
I think he was the longest running coach in hockey in one spot, and just the message just got old.
Right.
And I think that he needed to change, and I think they needed to change. I mean, they're trying to sell tickets, and I don't care how many times you make the playoffs. If you never get past the first round and you barely score a goal in a whole playoff series.
Yeah, scoring's been a problem.
You got to score, Frazier. When you do the 11 o'clock news, you got to say, and even if they lost 3-2, you got to be able to show two goals.
Yeah, you got to have two goals.
Can't be we lost 5-0 or two. We lost 1-0, you know, and Pekka Rinne, you know, stopped 45 shots. Unfortunately, you know, Detroit shot 46. We lost 1-0. We'll go to the highlights. Here's Pavel Datsyuk on the backhand.
Well, you can't have him bail you out every game.
Yeah, I mean, and they didn't even have him last year. So they'll bounce back a little bit because that's a great goaltender. Pekka Rinne is a great goaltender.
Now, what about they've got a lot of troublemakers, guys like Neil and but they're not really leaders, are they?
No, they brought in some scoring, and you can have all the scoring you want with fake tough guy James, the fake deal Neil, my old Penguin buddy. We'll see how many goals he scores without Gino putting him on a platter for him. Oh, you know, Gino put him on the tee like the driving range for him.
That's true.
We'll see how many he scores. And so then they brought in Mike Ribeiro to be their second line, to be second line center. He's always been a malcontent. So I know just a lot of guys that don't really
Jokinen.
Oh yeah, holy Jokinen. You see that too, right?
Yeah.
What's he ever won? I mean, he's been stealing money for. He has some huge contracts, and he's never scored a big goal in his life.
Isn't that weird?
That's when someone's made maybe $100 million in the NHL, made $80 million in the NHL, and he hasn't scored one goal I can even remember.
Yeah, that's...
And his teams have barely made the playoffs. But he's your third-line center in Nashville. Strawberg's going to want out of there. I like Strawberg when he was in New York. I don't know why he signed in Nashville.
Yeah, and of course they've got Forsberg and Bork, but not...
That's why I put the little note.
Fool a few people in the program. How do we get those guys?
Yeah, that's why I put the little.
Those are Hall of Famers, aren't they?
I didn't want you to look down the paper and like, wait, Peter Forsberg is on Nashville. I thought I'd let you know. No, that's not D. Forsberg. I'm sure Lavalette maybe thought it was real Forsberg for a second when he took the job, but yeah, no, it's Phil. I think his name's Phil. For Forsberg, a rookie with high hopes, yeah. But not your Hall of Famer, guy who just went in this year.
No, not Robert De Niro, Biff De Niro.
Bob De Niro, no, the orthodontist.
Yeah. Nashville has some turning around to do. That's what I think.
They did pick up Volchenkov, so that's good. I mean, he's going to help their defense. They got Seth Jones, young defenseman. I like Seth Jones. Anything to help Shea Weber. I mean, you talk about a guy carrying the mail.
Man, he had to carry the load.
Oh, and he's such a great – I mean, and the scary thing was when he wanted out, he signed a huge offer sheet to Philly. It would have been the end of the world because he's such a great defenseman. Yeah. But Nashville matched it.
Nice. They had to.
I was going to chip in. What do you need to keep him in Nashville? he went to Philly. I mean, that's a huge.
Man.
He's a great defenseman.
Yeah,
you
didn't want that.
Not at all. So, Shea, best of luck and good wishes in Nashville.
Yeah, man. Well, there you have it.
I think a pretty extensive. If you didn't know, how you think that went?
I thought it was very good. I think your picks are good. I think Chicago, the other teams, it's a pretty good conference. The West is just really good. I think you're right about St. Louis. They're still a pretty loaded team, but I think they fade.
Yeah,
they always do. And Colorado, I don't know. They kind of improved themselves, with Iggy, and then they kind of, with Stastny gone, I don't know, that hurts them.
Well, you know what we didn't even talk about? We forgot to talk about was St. Louis hasn't even fixed their goaltending yet.
That's another thing.
I mean, they're going with Elliott. They're going without – and he was the guy they didn't want in the first place last year.
Yeah, that's
got
to be
weird. When I got Miller, so no, now we trust you.
Yeah, no, that can't be. That's got to be sticking in the back of his craw.
Yeah, well, you know what? It may work out for us because maybe they'll take the flower. And I love the flower. I like to see him win. I would love nothing more than the flower win another cup with us. But if management doesn't want him, maybe we can get some because they got some talent we could use up
and
front.
And who would you want from them?
From St. Louis?
Yeah.
Oh, I would take just about. I would take Ryan Reeves, the big galook. Excuse me.
You want the big guy, the tough guy.
The big guy. I take him, and I take. Then they're not going to give us.
How about Oshie? They wouldn't give him.
Wouldn't give us Oshie. Maybe if Tarasenko's is a little down this year, or maybe Schwartz. They never give us Steen. Steen scores 50 goals. He scores 50 goals with. with Captain Kangaroo.
Now, who's your backup goalie in Pittsburgh?
Well, it's a choice between Thomas Greisch and Zakhoff's still around.
Zakhoff.
But Zakhoff can't – both of them cannot go down. So one of them's going to get waived, and that's it.
Now, if they go – if for some reason they got rid of the flower, who would they go with?
They'd probably go with Greisch. I don't think if Greisch plays that well this year –
How would Greisch do?
I think he'd be as good as the it would take a lot to be as good as the flower in the regular season. That's why it's hard to knock the flower because he wins 40 games a year.
Right.
The problem with the flower is the collapse, and I don't blame him for last year. He had one bad game.
No, you actually said he played pretty well, and he did.
Yeah, I'm not against the flower at all. I mean, I've kind of defended the flower, and I don't have a problem with the flower. I have more of a problem with other things.
But if he went, you think they'd still be okay?
If we got Ryan Reeves and Shattenkirk, I'll pack his bags for him. we're gonna get Shattenkirk and Steen or something crazy or Oshie. He's not gonna get that. You know,
man, if they got Oshie,
maybe it'll be a package. Maybe Martin and Flower for Oshie, Reeves, and Shattenkirk. We'll see. We'll have 8 months, eight months of Flower debate coming.
Yeah, we got lots of that coming in.
Next week we will preview the Atlantic.
Yeah, let's move over.
That's your division.
That's my division.
Your division. So it'll be fun. And we'll have the great Earl Skanka will be here. So we'll have a goon update. We'll have a goon update.
We have a goon alert.
A goon alert. We'll find out where all the goons are at.
Yeah. He knows where all of them are. He's got their jerseys. Every one of them.
He is every one of them. We love Earl. He hasn't been back in a while.
He's a great hockey guy.
Yeah. Come see me. Final plugs. I will be at the Old Purple Onion, which is now called Doc's Place. Headlining this Saturday, 8. Please come out.
I don't know if you know how legendary that is. You were playing in the place where Lenny Bruce was arrested. Purple Onion.
Yeah. Where Phyllis Diller, Bill Cosby, that's where it all started.
Legendary.
That's where it all started.
So good for you, man.
Thank you. It's going to be fun.
That's really cool. And I am, as usual, Sunday afternoons, 4 till 8 p.m. on the mighty KLOS.
Yes, the best.
95.5. If you're not in L.A., listen on your iPad.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It did a great show. We were actually talking about it, watching the Steeler game. We all drove over to Josh McCouga's house. We're like, "Oh, it's in the fridge. It's in the fridge." Like, yeah, it's great.
That's cool, bro.
Yeah, thanks, totally. Thanks. Frazier, you kill it. It's getting around the city. The 4 to 8, Frazier's back in the house.
Thanks, bro.
So please come see me in San Francisco, and I'm doing Santa Cruz. Man. I'm headlining Ventura County Comedy Festival.
Something like that up there, man.
That should be fun. So anyway, you guys have a great week. Thanks for being on. Thanks for doing the stuff on the Puck Off page on Facebook.
We're gonna get it up there.
Hopefully, Heather, and join the fantasy league.
Yeah, the fantasy league. Come on, guys, let's get it going. This is Puck Off. We're out.